Blog Talk Radio.
And it's going down.
Favorita. Always a great thing to see ya. It's Stacey White. Hold it down right now. What's going on, ma? I'm glad you came through the town. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she about to turn that out. What's going on, baby? What's going on, ma? And what's going down, my man Ja? Ja Biggs, what's going on, my doggy? And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. You know what? I'm down with me, and I'm down with you. What's going on? My big sis, Robbie me, always up here doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. It ain't no thing. See, Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight word. Now, here go the thing, y'all. The thing is, you know, in this new studio, when I beat on the table, it causes too much vibration. So, you know, that's limiting some things that I, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to have to get my instruments really popping now because, you know, I can't have, you know, I ain't trying to mess up the video and the audio and all of that kind of stuff. So, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. It's this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day. It rains and 752, a.k.a. Omar with the I can't wait. We're going to get this together. And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Power Monday, all up in your area, the 4th of October. And tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about bonnets, furry slippers, pants sagging over your ass, extra tight clothing that might be making, you know, I don't know, 4 titties out of 2, 6 titties out of 2. Listen, we're going to get into it tonight. I know y'all have seen it all on the street. You probably have something to say about it every now and then, but we going to see what's really good. We're going to see what it's really about, how we really feel about this thing, because you know people, I know people, you see people, I see people out here in the streets where we think to ourselves, like, you know, if I was her, I probably wouldn't have chose to dress like that. I probably wouldn't have chose that outfit. I probably wouldn't have chose those shoes. I probably wouldn't have went with that. I probably would have made a better choice, huh? I probably would step up the back. Why that boy can't pull his pants up? He ain't got no belt, but it wouldn't really matter because he looked like his shit melt off of his waist, down to his knees. That shit be having me saying, nigga, please. Why don't you get the shit together? You could do better. And I know somebody would not really thug. Let a nigga go out there looking like that. Who's your mom? Who's your dad? Who let that shit happen? Well, these are the kind of things we got to deal with, baby. We got to deal with it. We got deal with it. Now, see, you know, the beauty. By the way, how y'all like my new joint? How y'all like my new studio? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that y'all been looking at my living room for years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you won't have the benefit of, you know, seeing where how I live, you know, anymore. But, you know, what y'all think? What do y'all think? What do y'all think about the new joint? Let me see. First of all, the screen is closer now, so I don't have to wear my glasses as much. You know what I mean? Like, I can see what y'all are saying. Okay. Carol Chamberlain, okay, y'all was checking it out. Cal says, you got a new setup, Omar? I do. And I'm going to do some things, you know, like instead of this background, I'm going to get my background together, you know. I'm going to decorate the place. It's a little raw right now, you know what I mean? But eventually, we're going to set it off a little bit more, day after day. Carol said, oh, Lord, not the bongos. Listen, you ain't going to don't start. No, I said, a new area in the house? No, it's my new studio. I've been building it for months. Grandma. Finally got my shit right. You know what I mean? All the YouTube money I'm getting, you know what I mean? Got my shit right. What? All right. Carol Chamberlain says, I hate fuzzy slippers, bonnets, and them damn sagging pants. There, I said it. Shoot, you ain't the only one that's going to say it. You are not the only one that's going to say it, and you're definitely not going to be the only one that means it. Y'all know that? Listen, there's some things that we have to put up with nowadays that really just don't jive well with our spirit. It doesn't. It doesn't jive well with our spirits. I mean, we're living with it. We're living through it. We're getting through it. A lot of people might say that's not any of your business. Why are you being so judgmental? You know, let those people go ahead and do their thing. You were young once. You did whatever you wanted to do and all of that. Why are you making it hard for them? Why are you giving them a hard time? And I'm like, the people that I'm talking about are not even young people. How about that? Because, you know, okay, let's take the pants hanging off your ass thing. Now, we started seeing a lot of this towards the turn of the millennium. So in the 90s coming up to the 2000s, we was already seeing a lot of pants hanging off a lot of asses, young asses. Guess what? A lot of those young men are still around. Now, we're talking about over 25 years now. So if you take it from from 1995, and I'm being generous with that because it was happening before then. But if you take 1995 all the way up to 2021, we're talking about 26 years. So let's say you were 16. Let's say you were 16 in 1995. Guess how old you are now? Oh, shit. You in your 40s, baby. Oh, yeah. It's that deep. So 42 years old, and you still wearing your pants hanging off your ass. You a grown man now. You might even have grandchildren now, and you still wearing your pants hanging off your ass. Same thing with these furry slippers. Same thing with these, you know, with these blouses, you know, whatever. Tramp stamps and all this old crazy stuff. It's going down. So the young people, the babies that we were talking about back in the day ain't babies no more. They got babies now. They have 20-something year olds now. So what are we doing? What are we talking about? How are we moving? Middle-aged people now are the ones that we're talking about. Pants hanging off their ass. I don't know. Now, we're going to get into this bonnet thing because this is something like, this is a topic right here. We can talk about bonnets just by themselves, and I'm glad there are women in this room so we can really get into this because I don't understand. I have questions. I got questions, and we're going to get into it. Let me see something right. Like, because I was worried about the lightning here. I got a lot of lights. I do. I got lights for days. I need to see, like, is this, with the background being white, the camera does different things than if your camera is, if your back, it does different things when the background is light than it does when the background is dark. So I want to see what happens if I turn on this overhead. Is that helping us a little? I don't know. Maybe a little bit. For cameras, the more light, the better. So I'll keep that. And that the overhead lights are a little bit warmer. They're a little bit warmer. Now I could get these. I could use these. Yeah, I got lights, and I got more lights than this. I'm into that photography lights and all that kind of shit. So I can plug these up to make sure, you know, it's not about whether y'all can see me or not. It's about making sure that you get the more light you have in back of the camera, the better the quality of the video. It actually increases the resolution, and we want that. You know, I care about that kind of thing. I ain't like most of these bloggers out here that blog from their phone. I don't do that. On the Instagram, I do. I use a good phone for the Instagram broadcast, but for YouTube, no, I use a camera. I use cameras. So I'm not using a phone, and that's why you know you see expansion and you know you can do. But I have equipment. Yeah, I ain't like them. I know how the set is supposed to be. Anyway, we're going to get into that bonnet conversation. Because I think that that's a conversation that stands by itself. In my opinion, and it is just my opinion, I think the bonnet conversation is in the category of the weave conversation. Because I'm not really sure about what's going on with the bonnet. Is the bonnet a hairstyle? Is the bonnet on your head to preserve a hairstyle? Or is the bonnet on because you don't have a hairstyle? We're going to get into that, but not yet. Hold on. Hold on. Hold your horses. Hold on. See, I can't random. See, listen, I tried it. If I beat on the table, you know what I mean? Y'all going to get all this vibration. That's the number to call up at 319-527-6. But I can do this if I do it at the end. 319-527-6199. That's another call up to the 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 call up to the 319-527-6199. Get on the line up to the 319-527-6199. Get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Y'all can call into the show. But y'all can call into the show. Add your 2 cents. Ask a question. You know, pose a suggestion. Whatever the case may be. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. In the meantime, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We talk about bonnets. We talk about furry slippers. And we're talking about pants sagging. You know, like I said, that bonnet, we going to kind of move the bonnet conversation toward the end of the show, because I think that the bonnet conversation is a conversation in and of itself. I don't think you need, that bonnet thing, baby. The bonnet. What's going on with the bonnet? Okay. But like I said, this pants hanging down thing. We've been watching this thing for over 25 years. So why haven't the pants gone above the waist and had a belt attached to them? What's going on? This pants hanging down thing might be similar to the bonnet conversation. Like, what are we doing? Where did it come from? Now, we've heard people say that the whole pants hanging down off your ass thing was that was how people wore their pants in jail to let you know that they were available for sodomy. Maybe in some places that was the case. I don't buy that. I don't buy it. Because I've known a lot of cats who had their pants hanging off their ass and they wasn't gay. I'm going to say this, and this is going out on a limb. I haven't known any guy who wore his pants hanging off his ass who was gay. I haven't known any. None have come to my knowledge. All the gay dudes that I know, they definitely wore their pants, you know, on their waist and knee. You know. Now, skinny jeans, all right. Anyway, so what is it? What do y'all think it is? What is the deeper meaning? What do y'all think is happening with our youth and our old heads that are wearing their pants off their ass, hanging off their ass? What is it? Could it be something simpler? Could it be something simpler that we haven't thought about yet? Like maybe the way that they're making pants nowadays, they don't look as good as they used to all the way on your waist. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think that there's something to that. Because I buy a lot of pants. And pants don't look as good as they used to. They're not making them right. They, I don't know. What is this, a Chinese cut? Because everything is made in China now, right? What is the Chinese cut of pants look better hanging down a little bit? I don't wear my pants hanging off my ass, but I have to admit, I don't wear them right there on my waist like I did in the 80s and 90s because they just don't look right. It's like, I don't know, they did something to them. And I'm telling you this as a 51-year-old man. Yeah, a little bit lower than your waist, they look better. And they feel more comfortable. I'm just keeping it a buck. They do. They feel more comfortable than they do when they're all the way on the waist with the belt. And I wear a belt every single day. So, what, you know, have we gravitated towards a different look? But besides the look, what about the feel? What about the feel? Now, when I wear my pants with a shirt tucked in, it still looks a little bit better with the pants hanging off the waist. Not hanging off my ass, but hanging a little slightly below the waist, about this much. A good inch. An inch, maybe two. Maybe two. But right here on my waist, it's not a good look, and it's not a good, I don't know about a good look, but it's not a good feel. So we may have that, but I don't think with these young cats, I don't think that that's a factor. I don't think that that's what's happening with them. I think there's something different at play. I think that there's something, there's something else involved. There's something more there than what we may be paying attention to. But what do y'all think? What do y'all think?
Okay.
Hold on. It feels so good reading your comments and not having to wear my glasses. Oh, that's a fact. It feels so nice reading these comments and not having to wear them glasses. All right. All right. GK Wright says, y'all know how I feel about these things. I hear that. We said it. We said we noticed. It's nice. Okay. Better have said that. Yo. You know you scared. Bobby Robin Ming says, nice background, Omar. Yay! TK Wright says, coupled with the ratchet culture, it's all uncivilized. Okay. She says, you need a really fly background. Okay. No, it says build and they will come. You ain't never gonna lie. Carol Chamberlain says, it's our business. We have to see the stereotype. Okay. No, it says, being tolerant put us in the position that we as a people are in. I agree. TK Wright says, not in New York in 95 days unless you were in jail. I don't know what New York you're talking about. Carol says, too damn old to be wearing your pants sagging. Listen, and I've seen old heads where that had me. I'm like, dude. Yo, sir, pull your fucking pants. Yo, let me find out that plumbers and mechanics got the pants sagging. They the ones who got it started. You know, like they call it a plumber's crack because so many plumbers were overweight and had pants hanging off their ass and shit. Let me find out. Robin Mink says, at 40 years old, you should know better than wearing sagging pants. Should. Y'all have seen it. And y'all may have seen it and didn't even know that y'all was seeing it. But it's true. Okay. Okay, I said, oh, the lights turning on the overhead light, that helped a little bit? Okay. All right. I'll go for that. Like I said, the more light, the better. Carol Chamberlain says, I was taught that a woman or young girl was to always be presentable, hair combed, neat and clean. Now, on a bad hair day, I will wear a baseball cap or a ponytail. Okay. Yeah. All right, so it says, my cousin reminded me of how we used to fight. We used to fight back. He lets no bullshit fly, especially from white people. Interesting. Right. Robbie Mink says, I don't wear no bonnets on my hair or scarves. Alright, my man Malcolm Bowles. My brother Malcolm Bowles, what's up? Yo, now the Instagram joint is so close, I'll actually be able to comment. How cool. Yeah. This is nice. I didn't realize all these benefits were available. I like it. Alright. Robbie Mink says, fuzzy slippers was back in the day for me. Okay. I don't know. I don't like them. But I notice when I see bonnets, I be seeing fuzzy slippers. Or should I say when I see fuzzy slippers, I'm guaranteed to see bonnets. Bonnets. Mm-mm. Nara says, the other day somebody asked me what I do if my date came out of the house with a bonnet on. My answer, leave her permanently. Ooh. Nara says, I have yet to see somebody outrun the police while sagging. That is so true. Let me find out that your pants hanging off your ass has contributed to the prison population. Like, yo, you could have got away. Now, you see all these people in court? It's because you ain't pull your pants up. You know, remember the old NWA Straight Outta Compton video? Remember how Eazy-E was running from the cops? Because his pants weren't hanging off his ass. Straight Outta Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. Gal says, the crotch is out shorter, and they may not be as comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like women's jeans are low cut and high rise in the waist. Yeah, you got a lot of chicks out here wearing their pants hanging off their ass too. Queen Monica, what's going on, Queen Monica? Get good to see some new. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, ma. Windy City Tarot. What's going on, Windy City Tarot? She says there's pain subconsciously. Generational programming and trauma is to blame. You think so? Now, I'm definitely not going to rule that out as a possibility, but are we talking about that on a large scale, or can that explain small pockets of this type of behavior? Because, you know, with the pants sagging thing, and if you think about pants sagging coming from before the internet was really popping, to where the internet really had taken center stage with social media and everything, you know, we can't discount the impact of being able to see how other cities, states, towns do, you know, how they dress, how they act, what's important to them. You know, we are exposed to more cultures through social media and the internet than we were before. So it would have taken us longer to learn certain slangs and dances, techniques and things like that. It had to spread through different mediums before. So what was popping or important in other places before wasn't necessarily what was popping in your town, your city, your state. So things have changed because of our visibility and our access to visibility, really. You know, so we're dealing with a different animal now. So when you say subconscious, generational programming, and trauma, okay, So I guess we have to open our minds a little bit, because we're not dealing with a situation where it's like, well, my daddy wore his pants hanging off his ass and my mom wore a bonnet, so I wear my pants hanging off my ass and my sisters wear bonnets. We're not necessarily dealing with that. I mean, a lot of these middle-aged chicks are emulating these young chicks. You could say that they're battling them. It's like they're jealous of them. So they dress provocatively. They dress in like 1970s hookers and all of that kind of shit. And now these old heads, they doing the same shit. Shout out to these middle-aged women out here putting cougar in their moniker, in their name when they profile on social media. My name is Dana Cougar Johnson. Huh? Like, really? What would happen if I named myself Omar Sugar Daddy McIntyre? You think maybe I would attract some young girls that's trying to get a couple of dollars? You think? No. 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 I think yes. I think yes. There's a whole lot of shit going on. We're dealing with a whole lot of caca. We're dealing with some cocky. Mierda, mierda, mierda. We're dealing with mucho mierda. You're close enough to me to get that throat punch. Now keep it up. Rant. Windy City Tarot says, our elders gave up on themselves internally, which in turn we inherit their unhealed trauma. Well, how can you be 100% sure that? Let me ask this: how can we be 100% sure of which trauma our elders or our ancestors suffered through? Like, was it a trauma that was generational or communal, where everybody of a certain culture went through that same trauma, or are we talking about a personal internal trauma, a personal battle, a personal war? You know, something like low self-esteem that was heaped on them by being teased and ridiculed and humiliated from a young age, taught that you were never good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, good, you know, that type of thing. So I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think that we can't just use a blanket explanation. You know, people won't understand that. And I'm just trying to get some clarity. Windy City Tarot says, I'm studying ancestral tarot. Cool. I'm definitely going to check the book out. Okay. Nars, you know, Nars always coming through with some fly shit. Oh, reading the Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery. That is a good book. That book dope. Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery. Okay. Windy City Tarot says, we must understand the underlying issues in our bloodline before we pass judgment on the youth. I partially agree with that. But what if you understand your ancestry? What if you are directly in tune? Like, you know, assess, or should I say diagnose, and treatment. But we got to get it right. Windy City Channel says, I only wear bonnets indoors and fuzzy slippers are hideous. So many broken souls, so many of our people sleepwalking through their lives. What life? They must merely exist. I say both. Okay. What was popular then was not popular back then. You mean what's popular now was not popular back then? Inner child healing. Okay. Ja Big says, I agree, generational programming. Okay. All right. Well, there are some things, as black people, there are some things that we have been exposed to that we know or have been generational. You know, we have certain generational curses, you know, that
that are very hard to deny, but they're very consistent, like light skin versus dark skin, good hair versus nappy hair, old versus young, not necessarily rich versus poor, but paid versus broke, that type of shit, you know. And let's not even get into our separations through religion, you know. This one's a Christian, this one's a Jehovah's Witness, this one's a Muslim, this one's a Catholic, because, you know, Christians and Catholics ain't really the same thing. They kind of the same thing. They all come from Catholicism, but they ain't the same thing. They ain't the same thing. You know what I mean? You don't go to mass, it ain't the same thing. I got the colon ream back popping. Colon ream, baby. Colon ream. That healing, refreshing drink. All right. Josh says, both personal and generational could be pulling and tugging at each other, working together. Dressing up for attention doesn't help, Windy City Tarot says. Okay. Nara says, I've never seen a clothing style last 20 years like sagging. Skinny jeans only further solidifies it with those 30 and under. Now, I started seeing skinny jeans definitely this century. I would say around right after the clothes too big era, then the skinny era started kicking in. So right after we were wearing, I know in Philly anyway, wearing out those big white t-shirts hanging all the way down to your knees, big jeans, cats used to be walking on their jeans. And I mean male and female. So everything was too big somewhere between 2000 and 2004. Right after, like, 2005 seemed to be the transitional time. You know, we started getting away from the big t-shirts and all of that, the big clothing, and started heading more towards a thinner look. So by the time 2006, 2007 hit, we were fully engulfed with skinny jeans. And we would call them skinny jeans because we're looking at it like, what you doing? What's this mess? Now, all these skinny jeans are skinny jeans. It ain't just skinny jeans now. It's skinny Dickies, skinny work pants, skinny suits. I can't stand these skinny suits. Every year at prom time, I got to see these young cats with these skinny-ass suits on. They got those skinny shoes, too. Mm-hmm. So we got skinny sweatpants. Skinny sweatpants. That's what we doing? Yeah, that's what we doing. So they don't even look at them as being skinny no more because now that's the style. You can't get anything big. They looking at you like you some kind of relic, some ancestral old head. If you don't wear your pants close to your pants are anywhere off of your skin on your legs, that's a problem. It's a major problem. Now, I'm going to put it out there, and I don't know if y'all feeling me, but honestly, I think that when we look at a lot of these phenomena, especially, and I'm going to throw all of this homosexuality in there, too, I'm going to have to look at some of the other excessive behavior that we may not point to or may not really place blame on. Like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to relinquish blame on weed. I think all of this weed smoking, I think there's something in the weed. Because one thing is for sure, the weed heads of today are different than the ones that were,
than the ones like yesterday. These weed heads today are combative, argumentative. They on some bullshit. The weed heads back in the day was a counterculture. They smoked their weed. They knew not to smoke in front of certain people. They didn't put their shit on blast. They did their shit around other people who only did their shit. Now, weed heads of the day, they think it's their right to smoke weed. And it has become legal. And I think the legality of the weed, along with the different strains of the weed, has had a greater impact on society nowadays than we like to give it credit for. But I really think that there's something to it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't talk the same, act the same, move the same. They're not the same. There are major differences now. Major differences, baby. There's something in the water, and there's something in the weed. And I really do think that there's something in the water. All of this fucking bottled water. Y'all, I don't like to drink bottled water. I'm going to just put it out there. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I will water filter you to death. But I'm like, even the government knows that the plastic that they use it for this bottled water is toxic. That's why they tell you, if you have bottled water, do not leave your bottled water in your car when the sun is out, because it will mess up. You know, there's something about that plastic. It ain't sweet. But the government never has to fire a shot at you as long as they can get you to eat and drink your poison. They ain't got to do shit. They know you got to eat and they know you got to drink. Now they know you're going to smoke. Okay, I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist. Okay, disprove me. Because one of the things that have been very consistent this century, weed smoke, bottled water. Yeah, we was using bottled water in the 90s, but not like the 2000s. This shit crazy. Hmm? And they wasn't warning us about the plastic and all of that stuff back in the 90s. In the 20th century, where live niggas was really live niggas, wasn't that? So we got excessive weed smoking, we got the bottled water, and we got these processed food. Man, it's hard to find real foods. Y'all know Facebook was down most of the day, right? Facebook was down. It was down. It just came back up a little while ago. But for like six hours, that shit was down. Yeah. Let's see. What we got? What we talking about? What we talking about? What we talking about? All right, so I guess they back to normal. You know what I'm saying? It was going down for a minute. Let me get back to reading y'all comments in a second. I had a hand on my bed. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Windy City Terror says, I've already been given the title of family genealogist. Okay. It's all good. I appreciate your participation. I really do. Robbie Mink says, my grandfather and uncles and male cousins all wore belts. No sagging pants. I know they did. You know what I mean? Peace to your grandfather, your uncles, and male cousins. Windy City Terrell says, my grandma raised me, so first appearance were everything. First appearances were everything. I hear that. A person's first time meeting you is always their first and sometimes lasting impression of you. Sometimes. Nowadays, I'm not even going front. First impressions don't mean as much to me as they did before, because it's a social media age. So people can alter their first impression of you. Really? People can alter. Look, pictures don't tell the same stories as they used to tell back in the day. Before, you used to be able to tell a lot about a picture. Remember how they used to say a picture is worth 1,000 words? Mm-mm. Not no more. I mean, yeah, they can be worth 1,000 words, but most of the words are going to be like, I would say like, 977 other words are going to be lies. You got 33 truths coming up. Or should I say 27? I'll bet. All right. Says my mom died when I was 2. That's why my grandmother adopted me. Oh, wow. Sorry to hear about that. When you see, I can't even leave my home without looking nice, even if it's just casual. I'm with you on that. Carol Samuel says, BPA is what they tell you is the safe plastic. I don't know. I got trust issues. Because the government be lying. They be lying. I ain't messing with this government. Emily said, yes, I drink bottled water, but not when it's left sitting long periods of time. And heat for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely not the water outside the store sitting in the sun. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't even check your clients list. Yeah, Facebook was, it was a mess there. But you know, with social media being down, that should have given us more time to really, you know, like, we supposed to be able to live without this shit. Now I understand if you're using it for business purposes, and that's a good thing. But you know, for other people that was out there suffering, like, yo, I can't find my people. I need to post me something. I need to go live right now. I need to post something to my stories. I need some praise right now. Nobody liked nothing that I said in an hour, 2 hours, 3 for 4 hours, 5 for 5 hours, 6 for 6 hours, 6 hours. I've been feeling irrelevant. I'm here working. I got to actually work. And I don't like that shit, and it's a pain in the ass, and I'm about to get out of here fast. I gotta go to Snapchat because Instagram was down like that. And even what's that? Yeah, Facebook on all of that. Shit's crazy, baby. Narcissus says, what water filter system do you suggest? Well, this is what you gotta do. Nars, you got to do your homework, because you want to, you know, it would be easy for me to say Brita, but Brita is not really a good water filter. It's a popular water filter, but it's not a good one. You want to get a water filtration system that filters out lead and aluminum and all of those heavy metals. A lot of the water filtration systems and pitchers, they will just give you something that filters out lead. No, you need more. You need more. You know, chromium, all that shit. There are a lot of things in bottled water that are. So, like, most of the bottled water out there is not even spring water. It's just filtered water. So it's no different than your faucet water. There's really no difference because that's filtered too. So like Dasani, Aquafina, and all this garbage. But most of the water out there is garbage. So, you know, Fiji is still great water. And the underground, little known great water is what's that? Something geyser. Has a good alkaline. Crystal geyser water. And it's cheap. They sell crystal geyser water for cheap. But it's really like all of the health practice, not the health practice, naturopathic health practitioners, they be like, yo, the crystal geyser. Hurry up and buy cases of that shit before they figure out that they selling the good shit. And you know what I mean? Raise the price on that shit and it be costing as much as Fiji water. You know how much Fiji water be costing. But crystal geyser is pretty good. Now you think about it, like back in the day when we had Avion, that was like from the French Alps or some shit. But yeah, you want to don't go commercial. Find the water that's good for you. So you want a water that has a high alkalinity. Count like above 7.5, at least up to 6. All right, so I'm gonna look it up for you. The best alkaline waters. They got a lot of them. See, I don't know. If it's alkaline, it's alkaline. So you got smart water over here. This shit is expensive. I don't know, man. I just can't go for it. Going broke over fucking water. Look at the case of this shit. $29? Like, come on, man. And this shit needs to be tested to see if it's really alkaline. You know, they just say shit. All right, let me see. You know what? You asked me about filtered waters. The best water filters. God damn. These things are expensive. All right. Okay. Where am I? My naturopathic. My naturopathic practitioner, he got a filtration all through his house, straight from the water line. Like, he won't even bathe or wash his face in tap water. Like, he said, that shit dangerous. And I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to live that way. I ain't gonna front. So let me see. 0 water, 10 cup. Let me see. Brita. I ain't recommending that one. And they got a lot of Brita. Echo H2 picture. Oh, shit, no. You got to start talking. Hold on. We got to start talking about these bonnets. All right.
I hate to, you know, slip, but we gotta have this conversation about these bonnets, because like I said, to me, these bonnets are like weaves. Remember how only a few girls had weaves back in the day? Now, the majority of them have weaves. Yes, the majority of black women nowadays wear weaves or wigs or something. And that's not a fact that I'm proud of or that I like, or, and I'm not saying it to diss nobody or to, it's just a fact. Remember, we went from calling weaves extensions to now we went from calling them extensions to weaves, and what we call them now, hair. We don't say we go into the weave store. We go into the hair store. Hair. It graduated. It's so commonplace now. It's hair. So these bonnets, back in the day, you see a bonnet here and there, but you didn't see bonnets out in the street. You definitely didn't see girls that had bonnets on every time you turned around, and they weren't associated with being out in public or being ratchet or, you know, ghetto or anything like that. It wasn't like that. Now, with a bonnet, with there being so much controversy surrounded around women wearing bonnets, I don't know if the bonnet is an actual hairstyle, like wearing a weave is an actual hairstyle, or is a bonnet covering a good hairstyle that you have. Like, are women out here wearing bonnets because they have a good hairdo under the bonnet, and they're preserving it for a better time, or like maybe they have to go to work, maybe they're going to a party, some type of function like that. Is that why they're wearing the bonnet? Is the bonnet protecting or preserving the hairstyle? Or are we wearing a bonnet, or are they wearing a bonnet because their hair needs to be done? It's not done. They're on their way to get it done, so they got to wear this bonnet in the meantime because they shit is chopped under there. What is it? What are we looking at when we talk about the bonnet? I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not judging at this particular moment. Right now, I'm just asking the question. What's happening with the bonnet? So for those of y'all who know for sure, I need to hear from y'all. What's happening with the bonnet? What are we doing with the bonnet? Are the bonnets a hairstyle? Is it like a kind of counterculture? Like, yeah, you know, on some days I just wear me a nice bonnet, and that's what I'm going to wear for the day. Or is it like I just got my shit done last night, and I'm going to a party tonight, and I can't, it's hot outside, and I'm not trying to sweat my shit out, so I need to look nice for tonight and tomorrow night or whatever. So I'm throw this bonnet on there so I can keep my hair pinned up but ready to go when I go out later on. Is that what's happening? Or is it like, oh my God, I don't have no money to give Sandra. I don't have no money to give Sandra. I don't have no $150 to give Sandra to, you know, get my shit fixed. So I'm going to just have to throw on this bonnet for a few days until I get my check. What's going on with the bonnet? What's going on with the bonnet? What? What? Job Big says, it's the end game. Make sure each individual is physically and mentally prepared. Stock up on your food, water, and ammo. Let's put ammo first. Too many of us are afraid of weapons and shit. You know, we watch too many movies and TV shows talking about something, the gun went off. Do you know it's only one way that a gun can go off, and that's if you pull the trigger? You can throw a gun against the wall or on the ground. That shit ain't going to go off. Mm-mm. Don't work that way. But they have our people thinking that way. And I don't want to get into all that shit.
Carol Chamber says that, Omar. I said they tell you, not that I believe you. Okay. Thanks, Windy City, Carol. Appreciate it. Windy City, he's on this one. So. Okay. No, my Facebook is working. It's working. So mine working, everybody's is working. So Nara says, I've been on smart water, on a smart water kick for a minute now. Okay. If it's working for you, I say keep doing it. As long as you can afford it, man. Nara says, sorry for derailing the conversation. Nah, this is important. But we're talking about that bonnet right now. What's good? And he says, just put a hat or a cap instead of a bonnet for real. Interesting. Ansel Jones, my brother Ansel Jones. So it's the new bonnet. It's the new women's fitted hat. That ain't fitted. That's a snapback. That's a snapback, man. Or the stretchy fitted. When he said, Tarot says, or just do your hair. Oh, shit. And he says, stop making excuses for them. they just too lazy to do their hair. Hey, listen, I'm not ruling that out. But I'm thinking, listen, I'll be sitting here lying to y'all if I said that every woman that I've seen with a bonnet on looks ratchet. Because I've seen some cuties. I'm like, I guess it's safe to say that you're making that bonnet look good. I guess. But what we doing, though? What I'm doing, you know, there's a lot to this. And just like when you criticize women for wearing weaves, you're going to get a lot of other shit that comes down the pipe. Because, you know, one thing a lot of women do not like about men or will not allow men to do is criticize their appearance or what they do as a collective. So you always going to have black women saying, you know, white women wear weaves too. It ain't just us. I said white women wear weaves too. Why don't you talk to them? No, I'm talking to you, son. Yo, and our ancestors back in the day, they wore a lot of makeup. Ancestors back in the day wore makeup. And yeah, they wore weaves too. I'm like, you mean to tell me Cleopatra wore weaves too? They like, yeah, Cleopatra wore weaves too. Well, we ain't African. We are indigenous. What's your motherfucking reason for this? No, Omar, we ain't indigenous to America. We were slaves and we came right from Africa. I think that you need to check out your history because you'll know the mystery that they've been bestowing upon you for years. And it's time for we to get out of that gear. Okay. Yeah. So, you know. I swear, And I'm not dissing black women. I talk about black women because I'm black and black women are the only women that I care about. Just keeping it a buck with that. So I listen to what they say. And I swear I've never criticized a black woman and she didn't come to me with some type of shit that they used to do in Africa. The ancients, they wore long eyelashes too. The ancients. Yeah, in ancient Egypt, they wore Ugg boots. And sometimes the Ugg boots was ran over too. I'm like, come on, man. I was rocking with you when you said that about the wigs. Because, you know, if they were Islamic, then, you know, if they were Islamic or Hebrew, then, yeah, they may have worn weaves or a wig because you're supposed to have a barrier between your hair and God. But what you not going to do? Is you not going to tell me that my ancient African sisters was running around here with these long-ass eyelashes on some old...
We not doing that. I'm not, no.
Well, Omar, yes, they did.
Shorty, why you got your titties hanging out like that? And why, you got to wear like a size H. Why do you have on a triple D bra? Because our Egyptian sisters back in the day used to wear small bras too. And you can see that in the hieroglyphics.
What?
Yes, they did. They wore fake eyelashes back in the day to enhance their appearance. Pharaoh-like long eyelashes. What? First of all, you know, Africa is a big place. There's more going on than just Egypt.
I know, but since Egypt is the cradle of civilization, and I'm telling you that they used to wear fake eyelashes, and they used to wear weaves, and they used to wear furry slippers, too, and Ugg boots.
No, they didn't. Uggs are made in Australia anyway.
Back in the day, through Pangaea, all of the continents were together, Omar. All of the continents were together. Through evolution, then the continents broke up. And that's why, you know, that the aboriginals, the original indigenous people of Australia were black with blonde hair. And that's why we, it's okay for black women to wear their blonde hair in a weave style. Because that's what they did in Africa, in Australia, when Australia was part of Africa. Fuck out of here. That's what's wrong with y'all dumbass niggas. Y'all so quick to be trying to diss somebody that you don't know your fucking history. One thing is for sure, they didn't wear their pants hanging down in Africa back in the day. That's y'all bum-ass American niggas. Like you, nigga. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We talking about bonnets. We talking about furry slippers. We talking about pants hanging off your ass. We talking about the stuff that we do. What we do, when we do, how we do. Emily says, I need to go to the salon now. But I don't have a bonnet on. You're gonna see my hair. I'm not bald. It says black women now wanna look more like white people with good hair. Yes, black women who are always finding a way to say that we got something from Africa. Did the ancient Egyptians also rock their baby hair? Gel down baby hair? Did they do that? Because I know we didn't get that. That's the one thing I don't think we got from Europeans. I ain't never seen a white woman with baby hair. Have you? I'm just asking. I ain't seen that shit. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think I'm in the mood for whining and dining. Now I see a white girl with some baby hair. I'm going to be like, now hold on. Hold on, shorty. What we doing? What we doing? This cross-culturalism, I ain't not. Keep these culture vultures out my yard. Culture vulture. Windy City says, no, wait, Windy City says, that's not always the case. Keep in mind non-disclosed medical conditions. Okay. And I'm not going to discount that. Jabig says, stop using all the chemicals, perms, and straightener. Take up all the hats. Allow the sun to penetrate your melanin. Penetrate your melanin. Your melanin's in your skin, and that will keep you going to the end. It will help you win. It is not a sin. You got the melanin in your skin. It's the bond. He put it in your skin, your body, your soul, your mind. And you're going to find that the more melanin that you got in your skin, you're going to live a long time and feel win, feel good about your life and your health and your health is wealth. Yo, you got to go for self and help your brothers and sisters, your mothers, your cousins, and everybody's going to be out. Everybody is buzzing this word. Everything is going to be okay. You got melanin. I don't care if you have dark skin or light. I say it's more to it's better to have some than have none. You understand what I'm talking about? They try to take your life, right? It's going to be all right, though. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Emily says, and I do wear crotchet braids. I would love to wear my own hair all the time. However, because my left own, my left own was broke. Oh, you mean my left arm. See, it says O-W-N. It's supposed to say R-A-R-M. See, see that? Yeah, and your left own. Okay. My left own was broken three places. It's hard to do my own. You said it's hard to do your own hair. Shouldn't it be arm hair? It's hard to, since my left own was broke, it's hard to do my arm hair. Okay. Carol says, I understand the medical issues, but that's not why most women wear weaves and wigs. It sure ain't. Robin Mink says, I am all natural. Yeah, you also light-skinned and got green eyes. So, you know, sometimes when people like you speak, you know, other niggas be, you know what I mean, like, listen. I'm just telling you what you up against, Robbie Rob. You know, I'm on your side. I'm on your squad. I work for you. But you got to understand, you know what I mean? You got to understand the deep-rooted insecurities of our people. And yes, it can be generational. Windy City Terror says, you, sir, must meet idiots daily. I'm going to keep reading. Ansel Jones says, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a bonnet with eyes. Yes. Yeah. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a letterman. All right, okay. Thank y'all for liking the show, subscribing to the channel, sharing the show. Appreciate that, appreciate it. Carol Shameless says, I wear my hair natural and I don't use perms. Have it for over 10 years now. I wish I never started using them. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I bet you when you was using them, your shit was laying. That shit was laying. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd rather, you know, women not have, you know, perms and all that kind of shit. But I ain't going to sit here and say, yo, the perms be looking dumb. No, they don't. What would you do? Would you rather have a perm? Or would you choose a weave? Some people might say a weave. Like, so you think the glue in your hair is better than the chemical?
Well, the glue not really going into your scalp, you know, it's really kind of like on the hair. Don't lie to me. I've seen it done.
Gluing your scalp with that glue grease. And let's not forget the chick that put Gorilla Glue in her hair. Let's not forget. All right. Emily says, see, now I'm going to be looking at white women hair and trying to see. Well, you know white women use weaves. Come on now. They might not use them in the frequency that we do, but they definitely, you know, they definitely do it too. I mean, so many people want to look black, but they don't want that black struggle.
Yeah, they want the looks. They want the style. They want the swag. But they don't want to have to deal with what comes with that. They don't want to deal with what led up to all of that, to that trying to appear that way. You don't want that. They don't want that. You want to exploit that. Job Big said, hey, I'm a sucker for a baby. I'm a sucker for the baby hair on my black women. Ja! I hate my brother. Wait a minute. The job basically said, wait a minute. We're not going to start talking about, we're not going to start dissing no baby hair. But Ja, did you know that they sell baby hair now? Come on, Ja. They selling baby hair. Baby. How do you sell baby hair? Well, they do. I know. I said, yes. I've seen a couple of wannabe black white girls with baby hair. I'll be damned. I want to lay hands when I hear them talk. Whatever you do, my brother, don't lay hands. Let Karen be. Let Karen be. If she want to rock a baby hair, let Karen be. We don't want no problems. We don't want no problems. I need you on the streets. I need you in these streets. Emily says, I'm so sorry about that. Just, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to get you again. Cherry, it's Cinderella day today. Well, it's the woman day today. We're famous. Cinderella day today. Well, it's the woman day today. We're famous. Oh, no, day today. It's a day, huh? And she says, if it makes me happy, I'll wear it. I get approached by natural lesbians. They be ready to lick the... Okay, come on now. We not... Whoa. I'm going to unread that. Cinderella day today. Well, it's the woman day. It's a day. It's a day. But I'm not reading that comment again. Okay. All right. Cap says... Hair salon every other week. Okay. All right. Hurting because I felt forced to take the vaccine shot. Now I have lightweight headaches. You, me, we, took the fucking vaccine. I don't know what it means. I don't know what's gonna happen later on in my scene. I don't feel healthier as fuck. I ain't wanna take that shit. And now my luck, I feel, is getting worse by the minute. I don't know what's gonna happen next year, but in this minute, I'm gonna be in it to win it, second to wreck it. Y'all gonna make sure that I respect this body, this shell, this temple, this thing. Make sure that we live our life like the kings. It's going to be all right, dang the dang, Cherry. It's going to be okay. And so it says, everybody want a job but want to work. Oh, everyone wants a job but wants... I don't know. All right, Emily says, I just went to two white people on Facebook page and I didn't see. I just went to two white people page on Facebook and you didn't see any. You ain't see. I didn't see any baby hair. That you saw too. Then none of them got it. That's right. Let Karen be. And she wanna be like a black girl. Let Karen be. Karen. Oh, Karen. Come back, Karen. Come back. Come back, Karen. Come. I once knew a white girl named Karen. I guess you could say she was a snitch fiend. fucking with the niggas that's doing they thing and doing nothing but reading magazine. She said, how'd you like to call some cops? And I could not run away when I saw little Karen. When I saw little Karen tell. Veronica Freeman. What's going on, Veronica Freeman? Bye. Veronica Freeman says, job mandated everyone be fully vaccinated by November 22nd. My job mandated everybody be vaccinated before then. I'm fully vaccinated for those of y'all who don't have to go through this bullshit. Means that you took the second shot, or if you took the Johnson & Johnson first shot, or one shot, I should say, you're not fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after you receive the second dose, which I consider to be the lethal dose. So if your job requires that everyone be fully vaccinated on November 22nd and you get your second dose like November 20th, you won't be able to come back to your job. You won't be able to go to work until 12 days after the 22nd. Just so you know what's going on in this country right now. It's sad. It's not a good look. Veronica Freeman says baby hair is spit curls on white women. I didn't know that. Oh, federal government, we slow. Okay. Appreciate you coming through, Veronica. Oh, Veronica, Veronica. Oh, Veronica, girl. Oh, Veronica, Veronica. Oh, Veronica. You remember that song? Veronica tried to give Tony B some, but he said, I don't want it. I just want her cut. Like this. It was a show song. Oh, Veronica. This is a dope song, man. Shout out to the Glamour Girls. Oh, we gotta get on the pod here. I've been having so much fun with y'all. Hold on. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-A-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-A-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kamara Paulding McGee turning 57 years old today, and LaShonda Lofton turning 40 years old today, and Bilal Kiam, turning 75 years old today, and Gigi Winina Walker turning 41 years old today, and Robles the Smith turning 40 years old. Bow! Yeah, do your thing, Robles. And Minor Tony Macaroni, turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Tony. And Kyrie Minor, turning 46 years old today. And KD Barnett, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And Cinnamon Roberts, happy birthday. And Gail and Haley, happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, our go-getter, hailing from up there in Boston, Massachusetts, my girl Carrie Batista. Carrie Batista, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious, glorious, glorious audience. October 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, dance, the rock out, rock on it, girl, sister, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, do your thing, y'all represent the queens, the kings, do your thing, y'all. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, check it out, Peak Game, Bonnets. I said Bonnets. And furry slippers. And we ain't really getting to the whole furry slippers thing. All I know is that you can buy furry slippers at the weave store. Ironically, at the weave store, they sell furry slippers. And the pants hanging down right off your ass. I'm going to beat that man, that monster. All right, man, listen. Listen. I don't know, but I've been told. Sagging pants are made. I don't know, but it's been said. Your bonnet should go on your head. Furry slippers, y'all. A 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 furry slippers, y'all. Furry slippers, y'all. Furry slippers, y'all. Furry slippers, y'all. Give me those furry slippers right in your feet, yo. You're covering your shit. This shit looks kind of neat, yo. You got the red ones. Got the purple ones. Got the blue ones. You got the green ones. Seen ones. I seen so sweet. That was so fly. I was like, you got the furry slippers. I said, ha. You got the UGG slippers. Got the UGG boots. Got the UGG shoes. Got the UGG. And they UGG. It's gonna be all right. 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 Gonna be all right. Y'all, see y'all tomorrow, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been the Daily Go Get Into the Show. We're talking about bonnets, furry slippers, and pants sagging. So I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So with that being said, tired of playing with y'all head. All right, let me get Blog Talk on the body here. We do it. We get back. We holler back. All right, so let me get Blog Talk on the body here. I go, buddy. We go bye-bye, Black Blog Talk. We go bye-bye.